This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The Wizards in action tonight at the Lakers. A little drama going on between Marcin Gortat, John Wall, Lonzo Ball. Should be a fun game. Caps idle again. They've had a few days off. They're back in action tomorrow night. DeShone Kizer, by the way, will start for the Browns again this weekend.
I'm sure that'll be fine.
Starter benched. I'd like to say stop benching him, but I'd also like to tell Kizer to not be at the bar until 4 in the morning on Friday night before a Sunday game. Don't know why you're doing that when you're struggling in your career at this point. That's the one thing you got to say for Kirk Cousins, by the way. It's nice to have a guy as your quarterback that's going to do everything in his power, legitimately, everything he can. He's got the 8th grade quiz that he got a C on because he didn't study enough. That's all crumbled up, that was thrown away, that was pulled out of the trash can, like taped in front of him all off season so that he remembers what happens when he doesn't work hard enough.
He got a C that time because he didn't study. He remembers what happened.
Meanwhile, Kizer's at the club doing it up until 4 in the morning, the weekend of a game, after he got benched. So there's that. And did you see that Dwight Freeney got signed by the Seahawks?
Something I would do if I was the Redskins.
He's 37 years old.
And he just keeps being a productive pass rusher. I would just give that guy a call. As soon as I lose a lineman, I'm calling Dwight Freeney. I would have called him each of the last 3 years if I was the Washington Redskins.
Did he produce last year?
I think he had like 7 sacks.
Did he really? That's a lot.
I don't think he was incredible, but if I guess, I remember he had a key one for Atlanta in some playoff game, if memory serves.
Last year for the Falcons, he had 3 sacks. So
not what I said at all. Okay.
No. Well, in fairness,
it was Arizona maybe is when he did that.
Yes, Arizona, he had 8 sacks in 2015, as I look it up now. But he has had, here's his sack total since 2012. 5, 1.5, 3.5, 8, and 3. And by the way, he was a San Diego Charger at one point. I don't remember that at all.
This is me making me, I don't remember that face. I don't remember that even a little bit.
I remember the Colts.
Yep.
I remember the Cardinals.
Yep.
I remember the Falcons.
Yep.
I do not remember 2 years with the Chargers.
Nope. 2 years with the Chargers?
Had no file.
Could have fooled me.
It is time for the double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
November 4th, our Maryland listeners. Hey, Gaithersburg. Gaithers-Tucky, I'll be up in you, man. Doing a little stand-up comedy. November 4th at the Gaithersburg Arts Barn. My pal Eddie Morrison is opening the show. Tickets are available right now at the City of Gaithersburg website. It's GaithersburgMD.com. .gov. I'll tweet out a link at Funny Danny. It's going to be a really fun thing. They're doing the show, starting to do some comedy shows and some other stuff at this cool venue called the Arts Barn. About 115-120 person seat theater. It is an intimate venue, so an intimate night with yours truly. Jokes will be provided. But again, stand-up comedy November 4th. That's a Saturday night. Eddie Morrison and yours truly. Get your tickets because they will sell out.
I'm going to have to get a ticket. That's going to be fun.
It's a fun night, man.
Tommy, you got your tickets yet? That's in your village.
Tommy does.
All right. Dar, are you going? Do we know? Dar says he's in.
Dar's going to go. All
Could
right.
Could be a show outing.
All right.
I will be there. It is time for my double play. Brendan sent this over from the UMSO news desk. I believe this crossed his desk this morning. Mm-hmm. He wanted us to see it. Amazon Key is a new service that lets couriers unlock your front door. What is more annoying than a package coming to your house that you know before it gets there is not going to be left because you're not there to sign for it? This is the story of everything I've ever gotten in the mail. I need something mailed to me, a letter. I need a package. For whatever reason, it can't be left on my porch. It can't be trusted that no one's going to walk by and steal it. So then I have to beat the clock to get to the postal store to pick up at FedEx, UPS, wherever it is, post office, before the end of the day at 5 o'clock. Luckily, we get off early enough that I can most of the time do that. Most adults with real jobs, they can't do that.
Right.
So how are you getting your package? Someone has to help you out? I don't know. We may have a solution. 2017 again in the win column. This is via TheVerge.com. Today, Amazon is taking an obvious next step and introducing a service that will allow Amazon couriers to open your front door and put your package safely inside your home. The service is called Amazon Key. It relies on Amazon's new Cloud Cam. Anytime we use the word cloud, I get a little bit nervous.
That is correct.
Compatible smart lock. The camera is the hub connected to the internet via your home's Wi-Fi. The camera talks to the lock over Zigbee. I don't know what that means. A wireless protocol utilized by many smart home devices. When a courier arrives with a package for in-home delivery, so someone shows up at the Rouye residence.
Yes.
They've got your package.
Mm-hmm.
They will scan a barcode, which is going to send a request to Amazon's cloud. If everything checks out, you're expecting the package, you've granted permission, whatever else needs to happen, the cloud is going to grant permission by sending a message back to the camera, which starts recording. The courier then gets a prompt on their app, swipes the screen, and voila, your door unlocks. They drop off the package, relock the door with another swipe, and they're on their way. The customer's going to get a notification when their delivery has arrived, along with a short video showing the drop-off to confirm everything was done properly. I guess the camera part of this is so that you know someone walks into your house and just starts wandering around, which is kind of funny. I would use this. I think this is great. My prediction is that old man Rouye is going to hate this.
We don't have a measure for how little I'm going to use this. There's no less than
zero. It's just efficient.
No, that's not
what don't you like about this?
The permanent camera with access inside my home. That's not going to happen. That's just never going to happen. I'll never embrace this. Oh, it's on the cloud. You know what gets hacked? The cloud. Whoever the cloud is the most hackable thing on this planet. Next thing you know, my wallet is left out and somebody's already hacked my credit card or whatever the hell else. This is something that I will never use. Packages are fine. Delivery is fine. The mail sucks anyway. We're going to move past it as it is. Amazon Prime is a wondrous service. It is joyous and excellent, and I don't pay for shipping. It's my favorite thing on this planet. I'm never doing something where somebody's going to have access to my home. No one's coming
in. Where is your cell phone right now?
In my left pocket. My left jacket pocket.
You are well aware that there is a camera on that cell phone that could be turned on at any time.
Sure. They'll see my underpants right now, I suppose.
Okay. They could see a lot of other things at a lot of other times, though. This moment, yeah, they're just seeing your pants pocket. What about your computer? There's a camera on your computer.
Absolutely.
You're aware that that could be hacked into and you could be watched at any time.
Absolutely. Now,
you still own those things, and you don't have a problem with that.
Both those things are on my person, or when they're not in use, they are shut down. They are down. This is me, not home. I'm not using my home when this is going to happen. I'm away from home. I can't control it. You follow me?
You know, there's not an electronic way to turn it on or off. By the way, you really turn off your phone all the time when you're not using
it? No, it's not off, but it's down. Like, watch. So the camera is on the back, is on the ass end of the phone, right?
Yeah,
behind, I guess. So when I'm not using it, it's charged up and it's on the nightstand. There it is, face down.
Right.
Enjoy the camera view of nothing.
You could probably do something to listen to you from your phone.
There is a microphone in a phone.
Yeah.
Sure. This is worth the trade-off, okay? The phone and the computer. I need a phone and a computer to be a human being in society. I don't need someone coming to my home. This is a convenience that will turn awful. This is how the robot overlords take over. This is Skynet. No need. This is dumb. This is unnecessary. Everything about delivery right now is fine. Everything is fine. Don't improve things that are fine.
I'm sure it's fine,
Fix things that stink.
Delivery is not great right now.
Delivery is fine. I mean,
the people that deliver do a good job, and by and large, it's not their fault. I'm just saying that the process of having to be home, having this window all day long where you have to work and you're out and about, and if you're like me and you're a single dude who lives by yourself, or one of my siblings lives with me who has a long work schedule, it's impossible to get a package. It's just impossible.
It's pretty easy. I got 2-day free shipping, and it's awesome. Amazon Prime's great. That is
a
wonderful
service. Do they just leave
it
at your door?
Sure.
See, I don't have. For some reason, I can't get stuff left at my door.
I don't know, that's on you, man.
It's a townhouse. I don't know why.
I have an apartment, and I hate when things are left outside my door. I'm always afraid someone is going to steal something.
But you're not afraid of someone being in your home.
Yeah, because that person is seemingly trusted to do this job.
Right.
And if they steal it, I know who it is. Whereas if the package gets dropped off, I have no idea if someone took it or who took it.
Right. But you've got recourses if somebody, quote, steals your package. You've got no recourse if that's the psycho that time.
If someone steals that delivered it, you know that that company is responsible for that. And that person who delivered it, which is all categorized and locked in,
right,
you know exactly who's responsible. Plus, you have this camera that records them.
Until the hacking of the cloud happens. Whatever the cloud is, it's very accessible. People can just
there is
bang
a lot of hacking of clouds.
It's a constant cloud hack until naked pictures of Miley Cyrus emerge because someone hacked her cloud. This is a mistake. This is not something that we need. This is foolish. This is a middle finger to fate. This is dumb.
I had a feeling you might go in that direction.
Oh, just so correct about
how
it.
How are you not 94 years old?
Well, 94-year-olds can
be
right.
By the way, how am I not the oldest person on this show? That's the most amazing thing.
You're the oldest 29-year-old on the planet.
I am. But I'm not the oldest person on the show somehow.
Well, we all know Danny's the oldest person on the show.
Yeah. Oldest and wisest.
What is the average age of this show, do you think?
30 going on 92.
92 sounds about right. Grant and Danny on the Fan, your Beltway Blitz on the Redskins, the Wizards, and the Capitals is next right here on the Fan.
Folks, Danny Ruye here for my pals at Ted Bridge 4. Don't leave your home unlocked. Don't let strangers in your home. Don't let yourself be hacked by giving yourself over to whatever the cloud is. I don't know what the cloud is. I do know that it's dangerous and everyone hacks it. Everyone has access to it. You know what everyone else has access to? Great deals at Ted Bridge 4. Terrific, terrific deals at Ted Bridge 4. The 2017s, guys, they got to go. It's their time. It's their time to leave those lots in Fairfax and Chantilly. 0% financing. I didn't stutter. I'm going to say that one more time. To be very clear, 0% financing for 72 months on the Focus and the Fusion. 60 months of 0% financing for pretty much every 2017 model in stock. Fiesta's as low as $7,900. Focus as low as $9,900. Fusion, just like mine, as low as $15,900. I got that Ford Fusion. You know where it is right now? I'm talking about right now. I know. I don't have to leave my apartment unlocked for some stranger to go ruffling around and leave their fingerprints and their DNA every place. No siree. I got it downstairs right now, charging up. Charging up. I've been to the gas station twice since May with that car. That is what I like to call good value. Go see my pals at Ted Bridge Ford. And when you go and see them in Fairfax or Chantilly, please just tell them, say no to Amazon Key, and Danny Ruye sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.